Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, we're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. And when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied now.
Your opinion is, would you be very satisfied or still somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you, using a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means that it's a very important issue to you? The first one is voting rights from 0 to 10.
Say that again now.
Yes. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you, using a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you? The first one is voting rights.
Important.
And from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Jobs and wages. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform?
10.
Crime violence?
10.
Shelter?
10.
Abortion rights?
10.
Climate change?
Huh?
Yes, climate change?
I don't understand.
Yes, climate?
Climate
change?
Okay. Okay.
From 0 to 10?
Yes, 10.
10. Racism and discrimination?
Huh?
Racism and discrimination?
10.
Thank you. Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
Student loan debt?
10.
Democracy?
10.
Immigration?
10.
And the last one is K-12 education.
Say that again.
Yes. K-12 education.
10.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. And can you please tell me what is your race?
What is my age?
Your race?
My race is Mexican. American Mexican, yes.
Thank you for your response. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And could you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
08/30/65.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree in education.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has not power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Let's say about 5. There we go.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, whereas 0 means the Black community has not power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
2.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, as 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. And the first one is Andrea Dickens.
Huh?
Yes. The first one is Andrea Dickens.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Team Wolves.
Never heard of that either. I don't understand.
Thank you. J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance.
Yes.
What, you want my opinion on him?
Yes, from 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. The next one is John Ossoff.
0.
Thank you. Raphael Warnock.
10.
Brian Kemp.
Brian who?
Brian Kemp.
0.
And Brad Raffensperger.
About 5.
Thank you for your response. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided, or I do not plan to vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat, all the way.
Thank you for your response. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Last 4 years, better.
Better. Thank you. And some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
It makes a big difference.
Big difference. Thank you. Now, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one is your local mayor.
Huh?
Yes?
Yeah.
Your local mayor from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you. COVID-19 recovery?
8.
Thank you. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
10.
Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
10.
Black voter?
10.
And Vice President Harris?
10.
here. Now, below is a list of policies, developments, and statements that have impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10.
Okay. How much longer do we have with this? I got a room call at 7 o'clock. How much longer do we have with this?
We are already at the 78% of the survey.
I need to be off of here by 7 o'clock, before 7, and it's already 6:57.
I'm going to read faster so we can complete the survey. Now, the first one is, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fee from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices from 0 to 10.
10.
You? Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors fail, federal hate crimes law were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor from 0 to 10.
10.
You? Now, black voters recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress from 0 to 10.
5.
You? And because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historical black college and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with house required for director student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. And the last one is, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected.
That's a 10.
Thank you. And thank you so much for your responses so far. Now I'm going to ask you some of the questions again.
I gotta go, sir. I got a Zoom call. Good night.
These are the last